blessings of light to the children of light. This radio program is sponsored by Astrophysics Ecclesia and made possible by the supporters in this area. Today we're going to be talking about a meditative tool that we use in astrophysics called the Rainbow Bridge, the Antakarana. But before we talk about our meditation and reaching these higher states of awareness and consciousness, let's stop for a moment and feel ourselves going within as we invoke the Great and Holy Spirit. Dear Father, Mother God, through Christ's holy and precious Spirit and the Ascended Master's light, we come to the Nameless One, the One without a second, in whom we live and move and have our being. We ask that the Great and Holy Spirit descend, and manifest in and about the children of light. We ask that the Great and Holy Spirit be invoked and touch the hearts of those that are in need, those that are suffering, those that are ill. May they be healed by this Great Spirit of Light. May those families that are now having discord find harmony. May the children be led back onto the path by the fulfillment of this Great and Holy Spirit. We ask this Spirit of God in its great high vibratory radius, white fire crystal light, to descend and manifest in and about the officials of our state. Guide them in a godly way to bring us a more godly government. We ask that ye bless our president, Jimmy Carter, that he may bring a more godly government to our United States. We pray for all the officials that they may be enlightened and uplifted by the Great and Holy Spirit. We pray for all those in need, the children of our land, that they may be strong in their guidance by the Great and Holy Spirit. Let all mankind realize the Spirit of God and have it dwell within their heart. Amen and amen. Before they call, I will answer, and while they yet speak, I will hear. Isaiah 25, verse 24. All through the Bible and many, many spiritual works, man has always been told about the communication between himself and God. Thin and tedious may be its strands at the beginning, but time and understanding will slowly weave threads after thread until this bridge of consciousness, this Antakarana, stands finished, stable, strong, and capable of being used. We must go many times in prayer, decree, in our fiats, our calls to God, over and over again to build our bridge of consciousness. In the Sanskrit, they called it Antakarana, the connection between two parts of the omniverse, the at oneness between these two separate parts, a bridge of consciousness. And in the science of spiritual consciousness, we learn to make these bridges through prayer and decree and through our calls and fiats to God. The great masters of light have told us of these communications and these lines of communication. Max Freedom Long, in his book Sanhuna, tell of the akalines that reach from one to another, Well, these lines of light also reach into the hearts of man. Every science has its language, and spiritual science is no different. We don't call this awareness of moving our consciousness from our everyday mundane affairs to God a path or any other particular statement. We usually realize within ourselves that this bridge exists. Every single human being at some time in their light and life is touched by this greater light, by this awareness. As man learns to communicate and to ascend into the higher realities, he uses these bridges of consciousness. In the teachings of astrophysics, we teach this antakarana as the rainbow bridge. The rainbow simply being the colors red and orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. And then we add to this indigo and gold and white. Each color of the rainbow bridge is a different vibratory rate. The colors have meaning, great, great meanings within them. And each master came to manifest a particular ray to us. Master El Moria, a beautiful master of light, living upon this planet, demonstrated the power of the first ray of God, of the blue ray of truth, of power, of rhythm and vibration, of inner peace. And Confucius demonstrated the golden ray, just as Buddha and Kuan Yin and Dua Kul, beautiful masters, demonstrated the attributes of these rays. This antakarana that I talk of is the antakarana to the masters and the higher energies. Unlike our rainbow bridge, this is the spectrum of light that comes from our great center sun. We have blue and then gold, pink and white, green, golden ruby, and violet. Oh, what a beautiful spectrum of light when we delve into our deeper states of consciousness, manifest upon the filament of the mind, greater lights and colors than we're ever conscious of here upon this plane. Because it is this inner light that gives us all things. We use this bridge of light, whether we are conscious of it or not. The rainbow bridge is to take one's awareness from the attachments of the outer world to their inner self, to attune them to the God self within, the very presence of God in your heart. Upon the altar of your heart, upon that altar of purity and perfection, blazes a threefold flame of love, truth, and wisdom. That rose, that blue, and that golden light. In the Hindu scriptures, they call it the Ida, the Pingala, and the Shushumna. No matter what scriptures that we read, we come across the same basic concepts over and over again, many having different techniques to reach these inner states of consciousness, but nevertheless, the object of religions is to tie one back to God, to bind them back to God, to bring them back to the awareness that God is all things. All things we live and move and have our being within this oneness. all things formed and unformed, seen and unseen. Well, to move our attention very gently from our outer awareness, the mind, many times when we sit in meditation, just continues to flow. The words are like echoes in the chambers of our mind, keeping our attention tied to mundane things, outer awareness, family, home, and the situations that one meets daily. We must ascend these to realize a higher vibration in consciousness, and we can do this through this antakarana, this personal bridge of light. Now, in addition to the antakarana of which we have spoken, there is also an antakarana between our hierarchy and ourselves as unascended mankind. But although the members of our hierarchy can see us and can send communications and the inner light to us, we at present do not tune in and become aware of this communication of this inner light, nor do we ordinarily communicate with and send back light to them. Consequently, for some thousands of years, this antakarana has not been a two-way bilateral service. But back in 1875, our hierarchy of ascended masters light began to bridge this gap. They began to contact such beings like Madame Blavatsky of the Theosophy Society by impressing their thoughts in her mind, which she transcribed and published. They began to give us information concerning themselves and the various laws which govern our universe. They then besought us to try to activate and sensitize our part or side or line of this bridge and antakarana between ourselves and them. Oh, there has been many, Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and Guy Ballard and Geraldine Innocence. They have used this line of light. These are present day beings, some still living, to receive these greater communications, these impressions in the way of words. And they are called contacts or messengers or channels for the higher light. The masters and the unascended persons now have a means to communicate between these two. Building this antakarana takes practice. Practice of sitting quietly in a meditative attitude, seeking the silence. First we sit relaxed, or lay flat upon the floor, or take our position that will keep our head and neck straight. And in this relaxed awareness, we began to let the attachments of the world from the outer awareness slip away as we attune ourselves, attunement or at-one-ment, with our inner self to realize our divine union with God. As sons and daughters of God, we can come to this awareness when we realize we are that. By the law of identification, I am that, Om Tet Sat Om, I am that I am. The I am within you awaits the communication to give you the abundance of health, wealth, and happiness for your existence as a co-creator with God upon the planet Earth. Well, as you sit there in your comfortable position to reach inwards to your inner self, you start to ascend upon this vibratory electromagnetic bridge of light, the antakarana. You see the color red. And each one of these colors have a very significant meaning. The color red is the power over your physical universe. Here you draw up the powers from instinctive mind and your outer appearances away from your senses and take them inward, away from your memory, and go inward to your present self, the I Am presence within you, the presence of God within you, this mystical union you are seeking. And this should be your object in meditation. Meditation is not seeing visions, it's not having communication with other beings, it's being in a still, calm place. As God said, be still and know that I am God. We seek to enter a silence, but we need to preoccupy our mental ways, emotional energies, and physical body with something to take us inwards. Some have great difficulty getting comfortable in their physical. Well, then, as we ascend a little further on this bridge of light, we visualize the fire orange. And we use fire orange for it's a healing ray. The basic hue of orange is fine. But this fire orange interpenetrates the cellular structure of our emotional energies and gives us power over our subconscious energies and our inner states of mind. It heals our emotions from those bombardments of energy from those outside of ourself as well as ourself. We ascend more upon this bridge into the yellow, the sunshine yellow, the dispeller of evil, this beautiful ray of light that gives you the power of the sub of the subconscious mind, the thinking mind, the power over reason and logic. You see this beautiful ray of light shining in and about and through you and uplifting